Chapter 40.
By late the following day, Felicity's curiosity has overtaken her anger at me. She and Anne return my call. Our days in London are dwindling. Soon we must return to Spence. Tom greets Anne warmly, and she brightens. She's grown more confident these past 2 weeks in London, as if she believes herself worthy of happiness at last, and I worry that it will end badly. Felicity pulls me into the parlour.
What happened at the ball? It must never be spoken of again.
She won't look at me.
It isn't what you think, anyway. My father is a good and loving man, and a perfect gentleman. He would never harm anyone.
What about Polly?
What about Polly?
She says, suddenly staring me down. She can put such ice in those eyes when she has a care to.
She's lucky to have been taken in by us. She'll have everything she wants. The best governess, schools, clothes, and a season to end all seasons. Better than the orphanage, by far.
This is the price of her friendship. My silence.
Do we have an agreement?
Anne joins us. Have I missed anything? Felicity's waiting for my answer. No, I say to Anne. Felicity's shoulders drop.
Let's not be bothered by the horrors of holiday visits to home. Gemma knows where to find the temple.
I've seen it, I think. What are we waiting for? Let's go, Anne says. The garden is nearly unrecognisable to me. Weeds have sprung up, thick and dry and tall as centuries. The carcass of a small animal, a rabbit or a hedgehog, lies opened in the brittle grass. Flies swarm it. They make an awful loud buzzing.
Are you sure we're in the garden? Anne asks, looking around.
Yes, I say. Look, there's the silver arch. It is tarnished, but there all the same. Felicity finds the rock where Pippa's hidden her arrows and hoists the quiver onto her back.
Where's Pip?
A beautiful animal steps out from the bushes. It is like a cross between a deer and a pony, with a long glossy mane and flanks of a dappled mauve.
Hello,
I say. The creature ambles toward us and stops, sniffing the air. She goes skittish, as if she smelled something that alarms her. Suddenly, she breaks into a run, just as something leaps from the brush with a warrior's cry.
Get away!
I shout, pushing the others into the heavy weeds. The animals wrestle to the ground, screaming. There is the sick sound of bone breaking, and then nothing.
What was that thing?
Anne whispers. I don't know, I say. Felicity grabs her bow, and we follow her to the edge of the weeds. Something's hunched over the animal's side where it has been ripped open. Felicity positions herself.
Stop where you are!
The creature looks up. It's Pippa, her face streaked with the animal's blood. For a moment, I swear I see her eyes go blue-white, a look of hunger passing over her usually lovely face.
Pippa?
Felicity asks, lowering the bow.
What are you doing?
Pippa rises. Her dress is tattered and her hair a mess.
I had to do it. It was going to hurt you.
No, it wasn't, I say.
Yes, it was, she shouts. You don't know these things.
She walks toward us, and I instinctively move back. She pulls a dandelion from the ground, offering it to Felicity.
Shall we ride down the river again? It's so lovely on the river. Anne, I know a place where the magic is very strong. We could make you so beautiful that you could have your heart's desire.
I should like to be beautiful, Anne says. After we find the temple, of course.
Anne,
I warn. I don't mean to say it. It just slips out. Pippa looks from Anne to Felicity to me.
Do you know where it is?
Gemma saw it in a vision.
I interrupt Felicity. No, not just yet. Pippa's eyes brim with tears.
You do know where it is, and you don't want me along.
She's right. I'm afraid of Pip, of what she's becoming.
Of course we want you along, don't we?
Felicity says to me. Pip demolishes the flower. She glares at me.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't like me. She never did.
That isn't true, I say.
It is. You've always been jealous of me. You were jealous of my friendship with Felicity, and you were jealous of the way that Indian boy, Kartik, used to look at me, as if he wanted me. You hated me for it. Don't bother denying it, for I saw your face.
She's pierced me through with the truth, and she knows it.
Don't be ridiculous, I say. I can't catch my breath. She fixes me with a stare like a wounded animal. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
There it is, the thing that's been left unsaid.
You chose to eat the berries, I sputter. You chose to stay. You left me here to die in the river. I couldn't fight Circe's assassin, that dark thing. I came back for you.
Tell yourself whatever you wish, Gemma, but in your heart you know the truth. You left me here with that thing, and if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have known...
She stops.
Wouldn't have known what? Anne asks.
You wouldn't have known they were looking for you. I was the one who warned you in your dreams.
But you said you didn't know about that, Felicity says, sounding hurt.
You lied. You lied to me.
Fee, please don't be cross, Pip says.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? I ask.
Pippa folds her arms.
Why should I risk telling you everything when you won't promise me anything?
Her logic is a web expertly spun, and I am caught in it.
Very well. If I cannot be trusted, Pippa says, turning her back, then you may find the temple without me, but don't come looking to me for help later.
Pippa, don't go, Felicity calls after her. I've never seen Felicity beg anyone for anything, and for the first time, Pippa does not heed her call. She keeps walking till we can't see her any more.
Should we go after her? Anne asks.
No. If she wants to behave like a spoiled child, then let her. I shan't go after her,
Felicity says, gripping her bow tightly.
Let's move on.
The amulet points the way, and we duck through the forest, past the thicket where the unfortunate ladies of the factory fire wait. We follow the path of the Crescent Eye on a long, winding trail until we reach the strange door that leads to the Caves of Sighs.
How did we end up here again? Felicity asks.
I'm terribly confused. I don't know. I've lost my bearings completely, I'm afraid. Suddenly, Anne stops, a look of fear on her face.
Gemma?
I turn and see them, floating on the path. Felicity goes for her arrows, but I stay her hand.
It's all right, I say. These are the girls in white.
The temple is close,
they whisper in those swarm-like voices.
Follow us.